This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The signs are multiplying, the pattern solidifying. Yahuwah is unveiling the hand of Edom, exposing the structures of control built upon injustice and deceit. For generations, the descendants of Esau have sought to dominate the nations, to silence the voice of Israel, and to usurp the blessings promised to the seed of Jacob. Now, in this generation, the judgment is unfolding, and the awakening of scattered Israel is accelerating alongside it. Consider the island of Cuba, still suffocating under the weight of American dominion. The so-called United States, a modern manifestation of Edom, tightens its grip, not out of strength, but out of desperation. As its influence wanes globally, it focuses its predatory efforts inward, choking the life out of nations striving for self-determination. This isn't policy. It's a continuation of a long-standing pattern of exploitation. Edom fears true independence, for a free people are a threat to its dominion. Remember the words of Malachi, "See, I will send my messenger to clear the way before me, and the messenger of the covenant will come to my temple. Then the one who pleases me will suddenly appear, though you despise him." Edom despises freedom, despises those who seek Yahuwah, and therefore it will be judged. The blockade of Cuba, the interference in its affairs, is an act of aggression against Yahuwah's creation, a defiance of the covenant, and a clear sign of Edom's coming reckoning. And the financial arteries of Edom continue to swell. The People's Bank of China, the financial arm of this empire, has reported its largest monthly increase in gold reserves since 2023. This accumulation of wealth isn't organic, it's calculated. It happens precisely as the value of precious metals declines, a deliberate manipulation to consolidate power. The prophets foretold this rise, this challenging of the nations, this oppression of Israel. The modern state of Israel, a false image, a counterfeit of the covenant, benefits from this system, receiving support while nations like Cuba suffer. This is not a coincidence. It's a deliberate orchestration. Yahuwah is exposing the wickedness of Edom, revealing its control over the wealth of nations, and preparing the way for the restoration of his people. The hypocrisy is staggering. In Minnesota, the Walls regime, under the direction of Edom's influence, facilitated the deportation of a convicted child rapist. Senator Marco Rubio, a figurehead within this power structure, frames it as a victory for American citizens, a calculated deception. The concern isn't for the safety of the righteous, but for the preservation of a system built on exploitation and lawlessness. While Israel relentlessly demonizes and persecutes the remnant of Israel scattered across the nations, Edom extends its protections to predators. This is the mark of a people utterly divorced from the covenant, consumed by arrogance. Yahuwah does not forget the cries of the afflicted, and judgment is coming upon those who enable such evil. Consider the appointment of Ashish Sharma to a Federal Reserve Task Force. Following the mass dismissal of 1,600 workers at Xbox, the architect of that displacement is now tasked with addressing productivity and employment. This is not merely corporate restructuring. It is economic warfare against the nations Yahuwah established. For generations, Edom has sought to undermine and displace Israel, fulfilling the prophecies outlined in Obadiah. The H-1B visa program, a cornerstone of their strategy, suppresses wages and displaces native-born workers, the lineage of Israel's scattered tribes. To reward the architect of such a scheme with a position of power within the Federal Reserve is an act of insolence, a clear signal of Edom's contempt. And it continues. The layoffs at Xbox, coupled with the simultaneous pursuit of foreign labor, aren't isolated incidents. They are part of a larger pattern, a systematic dismantling of the foundations of a righteous society. The so-called economic growth, celebrated by the Israeli government and its allies, is often built upon the exploitation of others, the displacement of Israel's seed. This appointment, this pattern of reward for treachery, is a testament to the corruption that permeates the system. Edom consistently prioritizes its own enrichment and global dominance over the well-being of the nations it seeks to control. These are not coincidences. These are the signs of the times, the unfolding of prophecy. Yahuwah is exposing the wickedness of Edom, revealing its control and preparing the way for the restoration of his people. The crumbling infrastructure, the explosions in Damascus, these are not random events but signs of judgment upon rebellious systems, as Yeshayahu foretold. The fracturing alliances, the discord within Edom's power structures, these are indications of systemic instability, as Yirmiyahu warned. The watchman sees it clearly. The time is at hand. Israel, scattered across the earth, must awaken. We must turn away from the false promises of the modern state of Israel and seek guidance from Yahuwah alone. We must recognize the hand of Edom in every act of oppression, every scheme of exploitation, every attempt to silence the voice of truth. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.